Hello, and welcome to the Divorced Dadvocate, divorce support for dads, where we help dads create a healthy and less traumatic divorce. My name is Jude Sandoval, and I'm your host. I created this podcast and the Divorced Dadvocate community as a result of my own high conflict divorce, and because you as a dad deserve all the resources necessary to thrive through this challenging time. I encourage you to check out our website at thedivorcedadvocate.com, where there are resources that correspond to this episode, as well as free access to our membership community, where you will find live meetings, free workshops and courses, private discussion groups, and more. And now, on to this week's episode.
Hello, and welcome to the show. I am thrilled that you are listening this week and sincerely appreciate you tuning in. We have a great topic this week. It is called Tips for Dads to Prepare Their Attorney for Trial. And yes, you didn't hear that title wrong. It is How You Prepare Your Attorney for Trial. And we're going to get into that in a minute. But first, let me welcome a few new members to the Divorced Dadvocate community. Welcome to Arturo, Nelson, and Josh. I appreciate you connecting in the community. And if you're not connected, check out thedivorcedadvocate.com and get connected. There are all kinds of resources there at the website, including the full version of this podcast and every one of our 190 some episodes now coming up on 4 years here almost. So check that out, as well as the divorce quiz, which will help you gauge where you're at in your divorce compared to others who have gone through it. So check that out and do me a favor. It helps immensely if you can leave us a star rating on whatever podcast platform you're listening on, or even better, pause this right now and leave a brief review or comments around the podcast if you've enjoyed it and if it was helpful, and or share it on social media so that we get other dads the support that they need and deserve as well. So I appreciate you. I appreciate you being here. And let's just make sure that we're getting this word out and getting the resources to you and everybody else that needs them. And on that note, we are talking about tips for dads to prepare their attorney for trial. And so, as you know, if you're going through it, the proceedings can be emotionally and legally complex, and particularly when you're working through parenting plans with children. But if you can figure out a way to navigate the process with effective communication and preparation with your attorney, you're going to be able to achieve the best outcome. And so what we're going to talk about today is some tips for helping you to prepare your attorney for trial. And what do I mean by that is, you've heard me say it, if you've listened to more than one episode, that you are the coach of this divorce team, if you will. You are the one that's driving the bus on this. And your attorney is one part of this entire process. Now, it's a very important part, might be that quarterback, right, on the team that is going to run the offense. But the attorney is still working towards the ends that you want to achieve. Now, obviously, divorce is the ends, but how you get there and what that divorce looks like is going to have a profound impact on your life for potentially a decade or more to come. And so when I say how to prepare your attorney for trial, you really need to be involved with your attorney, and you really need to be involved with the legal process. You've also heard me say that you need to get up to speed on what the statutes are. We hire attorneys because they know and they understand the statutes, the law, the legal process. The entire family law court is created by attorneys. It is adjudicated by attorneys. So it's all structured for attorneys. So unfortunately, we have no choice but to utilize an attorney. But what we do have is the ability to talk about with them what our wishes are and help to guide this. Now, some attorneys are going to be open to this. Some attorneys are not going to be as open and collaborative and just want to jump through the hoops and get this process done as quickly as possible with as little with as little effort and headache as possible. And if you are going through a high conflict divorce, you know that that is just going to be very difficult to do, and it may be long and drawn out. So the stimulus behind this is I'm getting ready to go back to trial again here at the end of next month. And yes, gentlemen, I'm still in this process and immersed in all of this right alongside you, even 10 years down the road. Doesn't mean that you will be or have anything nearly similar to what I've got going on. But the good news is it's the gift that keeps on giving, so that I can share some of this information with you. And we spoke on the group call this week and went into some more detail about what I've got going on and shared with some of the guys that those details, and actually got feedback from them as well. I garner and I gain knowledge and insights every time I do a podcast, every time I have a group meeting, every time I'm coaching, because this is a dynamic and complex situation. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, just know and understand that that's very common, because it is very dynamic and it is very complex. So let's get into these tips for dads to prepare their attorney for trial. The number one thing that you need to do is outline your goals and priorities. You need to clearly communicate your objectives for the divorce proceedings to your attorney, whether that's securing custody arrangements, ensuring fair distribution of assets, or protecting your financial interests. Outlining your priorities will help your attorney tailor the strategy accordingly. So here's one thing that I have found, and I've had multiple attorneys, and my coming up with these is based upon the 6 or 7 attorneys I've had over the 12 years that I've gone through a divorce and post-divorce, is that attorneys are very good at knowing the law. They're very good at knowing the legal process. They are not necessarily very good at coming up with and creating a strategy in order to get this done, whether that strategy is how you settle out of court or that strategy is how you are able to get this done at trial and get the most beneficial as possible outcome that you want. So that is where it is critical for you to be very dialed in to what your goals and priorities are. And I know that might be hard to think about when you're right in the middle of this, particularly if you were served and you're trying to sort through all the mental, emotional issues that are going on with that, and then having to figure out what it is that you want to do, how you want to get there, and what you want your life to look like after divorce. So if that is true, and I know it was of me, and I know it is of most men than dads that are going through it, make sure to get yourself a coach. A coach is going to be really beneficial and helpful in helping you to sort through everything the therapist is telling you, everything the financial planner is telling you, everything the attorney is telling you, everything you're hearing from your soon-to-be ex, everything you're hearing from your kids. It's going to help you to put into perspective all of that, but then also help you to clarify. The first thing that we do in individual coaching in my 5 steps is clarify your vision and direction. And so that's the same here. You need to outline your goals and your priorities with your attorney, and then stick to what it is that you believe. I've had attorneys say to me before, and this is like attorney 3 or 4, because I learned the hard way that I can't just trust the attorney to do this process, because they are just the legal part of this process for me, helping me get through the legal system and the family courts. And so it is up to you to decide how you want to do that. So I've had an attorney before say, well, I would have never done that, and I would have never chosen it that way, but it seems to have, it worked out for you, was her surprise analysis or response to what it was that I was wanting to get done and how we got it done. So again, stick to your guns, but make sure that you are clear on what your goals and priorities are. The next one is make sure to compile the relevant documents pertinent to your finances, assets, any agreements that you made during the marriage, including tax returns, bank statements, properties and property deeds, prenuptial agreements, and make sure you get all of this stuff organized so that you can provide it to your attorney with a comprehensive understanding of the entire situation, both financial and with the kids. Otherwise, if you don't, number one, if you haven't been in charge of this and you haven't been involved in this, start immediately. If you're just contemplating divorce and that is you, make sure that you start to get all this stuff in a row, start to understand, get yourself up to speed if you haven't been paying the bills. If you are in the middle of it, just make sure that you're getting this stuff to your attorney, because it's going to cost you a lot financially if an attorney has to do legwork on this or try to figure this out. But it's also going to cost you in the long run, depending on what transpires with your court dates and with your trials and with those negotiations, if you don't have this in have this stuff in order and you're not able to speak logically about it. And on that note is my next point, which is provide detailed information. You need to be forthcoming with the information about your marriage, including any instances of abuse, infidelity, substance abuse that may impact the case. It's important to provide your attorney with a clear picture of the circumstances surrounding the divorce so that they can effectively represent your interests in court. The absolute positively last thing that you want to happen is to have your attorney surprised in court by something or some evidence that they are not aware of, and they're ill-prepared to defend you. They are only able to defend you to the best of their abilities based upon the information that you are able to give to them. That's financial documents and information, but it's also detailed information about the marriage, about the dynamic of the marriage, about the parenting, about everything else. So if there are things that are going on, then you need to make sure to get your attorney up to speed on all that, provide documentation around it. If there's stuff around maybe mental illness, personality disorders, stuff like that, so that your attorney is well aware of that. Now, some attorneys are really good at picking up on some of this stuff and utilizing it. Some of them are really not. But again, it's incumbent upon you. The other thing this is going to do is if you are providing your attorney with all of this information, so you're creating your goals and priorities, you've got all of your documents that are necessary, you give them the detailed information of what is going on, and you're not getting the response that you believe that you should be getting, then that is a telltale sign that you need to move on to another attorney. So, but again, you don't want the attorneys to be able to say, well, I didn't know about this, or I didn't have this documentation, or this is something new, or how could I represent if I wasn't aware of any of this that's going on? So again, it's like having your quarterback and you're not giving them the plays. You haven't walked them through how those plays work, what it is that the situations are and the different situations and how you're going to react to them. Again, you are the coach of this divorce. So make sure that you are asserting yourself like that as well. Some attorneys will be open and receptive to that. Obviously, one of the things we're going to talk about here also is communication, but how you communicate is important as well. The next is to prepare a timeline. Create a timeline of significant events during your marriage, such as the date of separation, major financial transactions, custody agreements. And this timeline can serve as a valuable reference for your attorney and help them build a compelling narrative for your case. And this is particularly important if it is high conflict and you've got things that have happened in maybe the marriage that have created difficulties and challenges, whether that's infidelity or gambling problems or whatever it might be. Have all that stuff documented on a timeline. Or if you're at the end of, near the end, or you've been filed and there's been acrimony during that, make sure that you are preparing that timeline, that you're putting all of the information in there, that you're documenting everything and journaling everything. One of the other great things that came of our meeting today, yesterday with our group meeting, was one of the guys brought a very amazing tool that has been created by a former a former judge to help to document all of this stuff and keep it in one place. It's a subscription service that is very, very helpful and very unique. It's the first time I've seen anything like that. And so that's really, really incredibly helpful. But make sure to prepare that timeline so that the attorneys see. Here's the other thing to understand about the attorneys. The more tools that you can give them that they can reference, the easier it's going to make their lives, because they have not only you, but they've got probably dozens of other clients that they are working with. So I'm sorry to say, they're not staying up late at night with you and your family on their mind. They've got dozens of other clients. So when they go home, they are going home to their families or whatever their lives are outside of work. And you are unfortunately just part of the work and part of the numbers. It's not a slam on attorneys. It's just that is the way that that's the way that it is. They just can't be all engrossed in a single client or a single case, because it would be impossible. There's no attorney, no human being that could potentially have the capacity to be able to do that. So the more tools you have, like a timeline that will help them to reference something quickly when they're doing their work for you during the time that they're doing the work for you, is very helpful. The next tip is to stay involved in the process. Actively participate in meetings with your attorney and stay informed about developments in your case. Keep track of important deadlines and court dates to ensure that you are adequately prepared for trial. Absolutely critical. Know the process beforehand. If you don't know the statutes, go and read the statutes. Understand the process. If you don't know the process, ask your attorney what the process is, what those dates and relative timelines around things will look like, how they're going to communicate with you about those, what their expectations for you are, what you should expect them to be doing. All of this you need to communicate and talk with your attorney about so that you can stay involved in the process. I learned the hard way that no news is not necessarily good news, and no news ended up being a very bad situation. And so if you don't hear from your attorney, then keep in touch with your attorney to try to know and understand, particularly if you're thinking, well, shouldn't something be happening, or shouldn't I be hearing from them, or I think something's happening. So you should never have a doubt as to where you're at in the process and what's happening at all. If you are and you've made attempts to get a hold of your attorney and you're not getting the communication and the feedback that you need, make the change. It's absolutely positively okay to make a change midstream. The benefits of doing that, particularly around what is potentially a downfall if you don't and things get screwed up post and it has an impact post-divorce, can be absolutely just critical because it'll make your life a mess if you don't get them resolved. So if your attorney is not, if you feel like you need to make that change, then make that change. Another attorney, it'll only take a few hours and it'll be worth the whatever $1,000 it is to get them back up to speed on your case, because it'll potentially cost not only financially many more thousands of dollars if they screw something up in court, but could potentially cost you parenting time and other more significant things. So stay involved in the process. The next is be realistic about expectations. While it's important to advocate for your interests, it's also essential to be realistic about what can be achieved through the legal process, and your attorney can provide valuable insight into the likely outcomes of various scenarios and help you make informed decisions about your case. So this again goes back to making sure that you understand the statutes. A lot of the financial stuff is pretty black and white, cut and dry, because there is going to just be a formula that you're going to plug in, and it's not really going to vary too much one way or the other. This is also where somebody, whether it's a friend, whether it's a support group, whether it's a coach, can really help you to get your mind around things and understand what the expectations can and should be about things post-divorce. One of the things that I think is absolutely amazing and awesome about our group meetings is we have guys that are contemplating divorce all the way through guys that have been post-divorce for a decade or more like myself, and being able to share back and forth what expectations are, what it's like with your attorney, what it might be with your ex during co-parenting or parallel parenting is just critical. And I know that I wish because I had no idea, and I really did not have the support when I went through it, to be able to bounce some of that stuff off or have somebody say, just, this is what you can expect. Don't worry. Try not to worry. You are going to get through it. It's going to feel weird and disconcerting, and being in a trial might be worrisome, and you might have a lot of fear that comes up. That's perfectly normal. Just know that this is what's going to happen. Now, again, attorneys are not always awesome about setting these expectations up for you. Again, they know the law, they know the legal process. They just don't necessarily have the bedside manner of, hey, this is what's going to happen, this is what you can expect. I remember walking into court my first trial and having absolutely no idea and no clue, and I literally broke down on the stand. It was awful. And so that is really, really critical, to be realistic about the expectations. So don't self-isolate. Surround yourself with people that can help you with that, whether it's a support group, a coach, or one of our group meetings, or another community, or even just a friend that's gone through it. The next is communicate openly. I referenced this a little bit earlier. Maintain open and honest communication with your attorney throughout the divorce proceedings, and don't hesitate to ask questions or raise concerns about your case. So let me say that again. Do not hesitate to ask questions or raise concerns about your case. Again, they are working for you. You are the coach. They are an important part of your divorce team. But if you don't understand something or you need more clarity around something, your attorney is there to advocate for you. And clear communication is the key to building that strong legal strategy. But it's going to be incumbent upon you. Again, they've got dozens of other clients that they're also working with. So if you need to communicate, if you need to spend the time, if you need to spend the money to sit down with them for an hour to get clarity on things, it is money well spent. And the last tip for dads to prepare their attorney for trial is consider mediation or an alternative dispute resolution. So we've talked about this. You've heard me mention it, and we've had episodes on what those are as well, but mediation or alternative dispute resolution methods may offer a more amicable and cost-effective way to resolve issues related to divorce. So you can discuss these options with your attorney to determine if they're appropriate for your situation. Now, this will be wholly incumbent upon the fact that two people have to want to be able to come to terms and compromise and figure things out. It just takes one person to get to court or have to go to court and have to go to trial. So if you've got somebody that is not cooperative, then that's just never going to happen. But attorneys are always open to being able to help figure that out. Doesn't mean you're going to get rid of your attorney. I highly recommend that you don't do that, that even if you go through mediation or just an alternative dispute resolution pathway, that you're going to have your attorney review everything and make sure that you've dotted all your I's and crossed all your T's, because if you don't, going back and fixing things afterwards is just an absolute nightmare. You want to stay out and away from court as much as possible, and spending a little bit of time with the attorney and some money up front before and during the divorce is critical to doing that. So, gentlemen, divorce can be a challenging and emotionally draining process, but with careful preparation and effective communication with your attorney, you can definitely navigate the proceedings with some confidence. And by following these tips and working closely with your legal counsel, you can ensure that your interests are represented effectively leading up to that trial date. I hope this was very helpful for you today. If it was, again, please share far and wide and get immersed here in the Divorce Advocate community. Have a fantastic week. And until I talk to you then, God bless.
To hear the rest of this episode and access the corresponding resources, visit thedivorceadvocate.com and become a member of our community. It's free to join and will provide you with the resources you deserve as a divorced or divorcing dad. Thank you for listening. God bless, and I'll talk with you next week.